We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Phone lines, a couple available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. We will start with Fred in Lawrenceville. Hey, Fred.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hi, Fred.
Hey, Randy. Did I hear you right the other day that you liked McDonald's bagel sandwiches?
Oh, yeah. I think you did say that.
Oh, yeah. The
that steak was a while,
bagel.
That was a while.
Yeah, that was a while. Yeah, the steak bagel.
They're back.
Oh, yeah.
Had one this morning. Oh, my. Brought a little tear to my eye.
Oh.
So, with that being said, what is your favorite breakfast?
Oh, my favorite breakfast, like out breakfast or anything, like my favorite place to go to breakfast.
Go that way. Oh, with it.
I mean, you can't lose a Waffle House. That's what they did this morning. She goes takes him to Waffle House for his birthday in the morning. But I tell you, I can never remember the name. But that place under our apartment in San Diego, best breakfast burritos in the history of life.
And I love a breakfast burrito.
They were so thick, Andy, and they had potatoes. I hate potatoes in the bagel, in my burrito.
Ooh, I like on a breakfast burrito.
No,
I like
hate it.
There's a place called The Daily that has a breakfast burrito over there, kind of like by Topgolf.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good breakfast burrito. Favorite place to go to breakfast? There's a place called Rev Coffee in Smyrna that we go to a lot of Saturdays. Really good. Breakfast really good. Sandwiches, really good coffee, all kinds of stuff. Quiche.
Quiche.
For the quiche lovers out there.
For all the
quiche lovers. It's a good spot. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, I got two of them. Okay. One for both y'all and then one for Randy. But this year, you know, I'm trying to evolve and all that, like everybody by this age. But rather than get mad at the TV and say a bunch of stuff that I shouldn't be saying at home, what do you think if I view the Falcons as an expansion team with a veteran quarterback coming in and a bunch of young guys and try to forget the past and view it that way? And for Randy, how do you think you would fit into this new kickoff rule as a younger man coming into the league?
Thank you, Adam.
Appreciate it. Man, I was really good at stock blocking. And that's what a lot of this is. It's just stock blocking and things like that. The biggest thing for the kick team is all about shock and shed. That's the biggest thing that you have to do. Because the one thing about when you're talking about shocking is when you get your hands on, you press them off of you because you can't guess the side. Mm-hmm. Because you guess, you're going to open up a damn gap.
Right.
So everything is about gap control, shocking and shedding. And then on the guys who are the blockers, it's all about stock blocking and just staying in front of them. I'll be all right.
As for the first question, that sounds like a good plan, but it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
No.
They just spent a whole bunch of money on a veteran quarterback. You know they've got good weapons on offense. You've been frustrated for the last 6 years. If they're not good by October, you're going to be very
You'll mad. Be very upset.
I like the mentality, like to try to keep your blood pressure down and all that kind of stuff. Nah, man. Here's the thing. I think they're going to be good, though, you're not going to have to worry about it. All right, DJ is in Gwinnett. Hey, DJ.
Andy and Randy, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, D?
All right. Just real quick, two things. I know y'all was talking about pet peeves the other day, and my biggest pet peeve is these young men that be walking in people's houses with their pants sagging.
Oh, yeah.
Brother, I can't stand it.
Oh, yeah.
So real quick, I went to my niece, went to my sister's house, and my niece started dating. And the guy walked in, I'm talking about with his pants sagging, man, so bad. I turned around and just told him to get the hell out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Straight up.
Yeah.
So am I wrong for telling him to get out, man?
No.
Absolutely not.
You're not.
All right. I'm glad. Glad
Kevin
started crying a little bit.
Oh, that's right. Hey, if he crying and she don't want to be with him?
He said she was crying.
Oh, she was crying. Oh, my bad. Oh, well,
she started crying.
She'll get over.
But I told she'll be all right.
Yeah.
And one last thing. With the Falcons signing Kirk Cousins and the receivers, do you think they kind of cashed up now? We can't go sign a big defensive end? It's kind of like we went back to Matt Ryan and Julio. I hang up and listen.
Well,
there's no Julio,
there's
unfortunately.
Julio.
I wish there was. But yeah, they don't have a lot of money.
They
right
have
now.
No, their defensive help is going to have to come from the draft and guys who are cut off teams.
Yeah, there could be some veteran cuts in camp.
Yeah,
and Calais Campbell's still
Calais
a possibility.
Campbell's right there. I know they Ross said he talked to him and everything, so we'll see. But yeah, don't be worried about that young man. Like these young,
maybe you taught him something.
Maybe you did. Maybe you taught him that it's 75 damn degrees and he don't need a hood on. All right, I mean.
Yeah, man. It looks very hot to be cool these days.
It does, you know, dog. I mean? Like, this,
it's like 92 out.
You got a hoodie on.
You got skinny jeans on.
Yes.
Pulled down to here.
With socks. No, hold on. With socks and slides.
Or big chunky shoes.
And a hood.
And a hood.
And over your head.
And sometimes a jacket on.
With 85 damn degrees.
I got, like, athletic shorts on and a t-shirt, and I'm hot.
Yeah.
Like, how can you possibly? And maybe you're just cool. I don't know how it is. When did, because that call that we just got right there, that could have been my parents when we were kids. Now, I wasn't ever doing that. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's been the criticism from the older generation of the younger gen. Pull your pants up.
Yeah.
When did people start doing that?
I don't know.
When did people start pulling their pants down and walking
around? I never did it because even when I wasn't around, even when I was grown, old enough to live on my own or whatever, I never did it because I always was in fear of Angel.
She might show up.
I know she's in Virginia and I'm in Fort Valley. But somehow or another, she going to pop up. This is never my thing. And, like, my boys don't do it.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't play. No. I don't play that.
Yeah, because you've made it clear.
Yeah, I made it crystal clear with my sons. Pull your, we don't walk around our pants and our butt hanging out. No. But they know this is something that I am still them young.
Sure.
You're a certain age. Only person in my house without a shirt that's a male is me. If you're out swimming and everything, coming out with no shirt. But if you walking around my house and your shirt with no shirt on, we got a problem. Put that tank top or something on. But that's just me. That's how I'm going to raise me.
But and that's your house. Just your rule.
Yeah, you walk around with a damn shirt.
You do whatever
off.
You want. I can't wait for that conversation to have to happen.
What?
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Pull your pants up.
Yeah. You want to say that to him?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
No.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I don't think I'm going to have to.
No.
I don't think it's ever going to have to be communicated. I think he's going to be probably just no.
Right.
But yeah, that'd be really funny if he came home one day. I don't know what age you start to think you can pull that off. He comes home from like 6th grade or something
and
like that.
Have a pants sagging? Because I'll tell you how I got caught. This is
I'm just pantsing in front of a girl.
And this is exactly how, because this is what usually happens. If you got a parent like me, you'll wait till they pull off or something, and then you'll pull them down. You should have seen me try to do it and was walking with that hard-ass dap. Hard. That dap was so hard how I was walking with my pants sagging, and all I heard, Randy, pull your damn points up, boy! And look back, Angel ain't pull all the way out the parking lot.
Angel, look back. See? But that's just good parenting.
Yeah.
It only took once.
One time.
It's just good, solid parenting.
All right. Pull your damn pants up.
Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Are you guys' microphones working yet? Or no? Okay. Both of you? Okay. Great.
Catch it. Spread it. Pass it out.
NIT fever. You can catch it, spread it, pass it on. Randy says there's a difference between dumb and being a dumbass.
It is.
Don't be a dumbass.
Don't be a dumbass.
All right, we'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.